From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. Missouri's local governments and school districts are closer to getting federal funds for storm shelters and disaster repairs. Today, the Missouri House gave first-round approval to a budget bill for this fiscal year to release federal money for local projects in declared disaster areas. Already completed local projects totaling about $30 million are awaiting federal funds. The bill, which needs final approval in the House before going to the Senate, approves the transfer of this money. The bill also authorizes $8.5 million in general revenue for emergencies, $5.1 million to match federal grants, and $3.4 million for future emergencies, such as tornadoes, floods, or ice storms. Missouri has already used much of its previously approved emergency funding, partly because of the response in Ferguson. One Columbia elementary school will have a new principal next fall. Yesterday, the Columbia School Board appointed Christy Shin to be the new principal of Derby Ridge Elementary School. Shin is currently the principal of Main Street Elementary School in Troy, Missouri. Community Relations Director of Columbia Public Schools Michelle Baumstark says Shin's previous experiences make her a good match for the position.
Well, there were obviously a variety of things that they were excited about with regard to Ms. Shin. One is her background experience working with Title I schools. Derby Ridge is a Title I school, and doing that in a collaborative environment with both students, parents, and teachers.
Baumstark says Derby Ridge's current principal, Jerry Peter, will become the principal of the new Battle Elementary School next fall. Legislation to address Missouri's student transfer law could receive first-round approval today in both the House and Senate. First, the House is working on a bill that would require accreditation of individual school buildings within a district instead of the district as a whole. An amendment was floated that would have capped the amount of tuition receiving school districts can charge unaccredited sending districts. It was sponsored by Democrat Clem Smith of Velda Village Hills.
This is supposed to be a transfer bill, and I'm just trying to help out with some certainty with a district that was badly damaged with a law that was rolled out without a proper funding mechanism in there.
However, Smith's amendment was not adopted. The Missouri Senate is also working on its student transfer bill and has spent much of today debating amendments on virtual schools. Members of the Higher Learning Commission are holding open forums for administrators, faculty, and students at the University of Missouri this week. The HLC is an accreditation board that sends members from other accredited universities to peer review those applying for reaccreditation. The forums are a chance for members of the MU community to discuss strengths and weaknesses they see in regards to the five areas of criteria needed for accreditation. Some issues brought up during the forum were the university's buying out of tenure-track faculty. The peer reviewers will submit their report to the HLC, which will make its decision on reaccreditation within a year. I'm Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.